information only. Item number 9, please.
Item number 9, from the director of the Milwaukee County Zoo, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with the Zoological Society of Milwaukee County for the development of a master plan for the Milwaukee County Zoo.
Mr. Wickenhauser, could you state your full name for the listening audience or the viewing audience?
Yes,
and your position.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Chuck Wickenhauser, and I'm director of the Milwaukee County Zoo.
Thank you.
Today we have before you a request to approve an agreement between the county and the Zoological Society. The zoo was authorized funds to begin a master plan process in the 2012 budget. We have as a partner in Milwaukee County, or the Zoological Society in Milwaukee County, and we always invite them to be full participants in the process, whether it's a planning process like a master plan or a capital program like some of the exhibits that we've developed in the past. The last master plan was developed in 1997 and adopted with funding in 1999. This new one will address the exhibit needs, revenue centers, attractions and other visitor amenities and infrastructure that's associated with those. We'll also specifically want to address the pachyderm exhibits, small mammal building, Australia building, some of the concession facilities that we have that are older, and also any effects that the on the zoo property and functions that the renovations of the zoo interchange might have. While this is not necessarily a capital program, we felt that the MOU should signal here to get closer, I guess, that the MOU requires an agreement between the Zoological Society and the county in order for them to be full participants and provide 50% of funding for the plan.
Questions of Mr. Wickenhauser by committee? Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a veteran of county government, I've had the extreme pleasure of seeing our wonderful zoo become, in essence, world class. And I know that I will show my age by saying I'm a broken record by challenging anybody from our community that when they are vacationing or traveling to other areas, cities, communities, or whatever, to look and go to their zoos, and you will see that the Milwaukee County Zoo is truly a gem. And again, having the privilege of being around a while and seeing the last master plan and the fruition of that with all of the wonderful things that have taken place, it has just made the experience that much more impressive. And it's exciting to see what else is in store as the future holds. And so, again, I challenge everyone, especially those from our community. I think I'm just as guilty. You take for granted what's in your own community because it's there, and you don't really appreciate it. And we need to do that. I'm going to move approval of this item, Mr. Chairman, and look forward to the next 10 years with the awesome improvements that is in store. And also, I should say, Mr. Chairman, committee members, the partnership with the Zoological Society has been terrific. You know, they've really stepped forward, and it has worked very, very well. And so it's a good opportunity for all of us to say thank you to them, too.
We have a motion to approve. Are there further comments? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question would be for Mr. Wickenhauser. Just looking at the documents attached with the resolution and the fiscal note, my curiosity is that I remember listening to budget hearings last year and hearing, you know, how zoo admission prices were in limbo and that sort of thing. We're just about to go into budget. What happens if this is approved and this agreement goes forward, and then when we go through the budget season, that extra $200,000 isn't necessarily available for 2013? Thank
you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if you notice in the RFP that was attached or some of the information, that there are two stages, one to be completed this year and one to be completed next year, so that there is a disconnect there if funding were not available.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. And I forgot, besides all the wonderful things that are going on out at the zoo, currently and in the next year or two, there is a tremendous renovation with I-94, I know Blue Mountain Road, and for our listening audience and viewers, Mr. Wickenhauser, you all have a plan as far as how, like, the next summer, next couple of summers are going to go, so that our visitors can, in essence, deal with all of the detours and all of the commotion that they're going to encounter.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, yes, we are fully aware of what is being planned and what is being constructed. We've been full participants with the Department of Transportation in their discussions and in their planning. We receive on a regular basis their plans, whether it's at 25% or 50%, 90%, also the schedule for those particular items. We are fully aware of what's going to happen this fall, next summer. Past that point, the schedule is a little iffy because of the state budget hasn't provided funding for that planning to be completed there. We do have a meeting on Thursday of this week with the engineers that are doing the design work. We know that there will be next summer an 11-day time period where the intersection between Highway 100 and Blue Mountain Road will be closed because of the expansion of Highway 100 there. We have worked with the mitigation people as far as the DOT and the publicity that will be surrounding that. We've checked on, we know what the signage schedule is for it at this point, and we'll make every effort, certainly through the Zoological Society and their 52,000 members, to let them know through their publications. And we will have, at the beginning of the summer next year, information right inside the gathering place there so that people can see during that time period how to get to the zoo.
Very good. Thank you.
Other questions by committee members? We have a motion by Supervisor Borkowski to approve. If there's no further discussion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
Thank you very much.
And, Mr. Chairman, I would say that I did get the communication, and we will come back in a couple of months with a report as to any progress we've made on the plan.
Thank you for that.
Sure.
Item number 10, please.